Now, if you have your Bible, turn to Zechariah chapter 14 this morning. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 1. Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 1. Amen. The Bible says, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses ruffled, and the women ravished. And half the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem in the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a great valley, and half the mountain shall move toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azel. Yea, ye shall flee, like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them towards the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In the summer and in winter shall it be. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one." Praise the Lord. If you was here Wednesday night, we preached a message what about the dark, and where is the light? And we preached that because we know what darkness is. Darkness is darkness, amen? But the light is from the Lord. And we need light today, in the day and hour that we live, like we've never needed light before. We need a presence of God, and we need His touch upon our lives. We need leadership and guidance from the throne of grace this morning to help us along our way. We stumble along, and I told them Wednesday night, we get in the dark, and sometimes it seems hard to find our way out of the dark. Darkness overshadows us, it compasses us, and a lot of times we can't figure out how to get out of the dark. But I want to say, praise God, there's a great big God of glory who's given us direction from His Word. He gives us the help, hope, and the confidence that we can come alongside Him, and we can believe on Him, and we can trust Him, and He'll lead us out of darkness. And when He leads us out of darkness, He leads us into the marvelous light of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful today that I have that blessed hope. At one of these days, in a little while, Brother Bill, I'm going to leave this darkness forever. Amen. I'm going to leave it all behind, and I'm going to be with the Lord, praise God, forever. And I'd like to preach just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought: a time of no more darkness. A time of no more darkness. Ain't it going to be a wonderful thing when there be no more darkness? The Bible says here in Zechariah 14 that the people of God's going to have to go through some things. There's going to be some trials and tests and temptations that'll come our way. But if we stand with God, praise God, God will rise up and help us to overcome all those obstacles that we face. And that's what they are. Everything that we face is just a little bit of an obstacle. But praise God, I'm glad that God will help us around the obstacle. I'm glad we serve a Savior today that'll actually move those obstacles out of the way. He said, "Preacher, how does He do that?" When we follow Him, praise God, in righteousness, amen, that right attitude that God gives us because of the Lord Jesus Christ, He moves those things out and, praise, gives us that confidence that we need. So that we have a Redeemer, we have a Savior, praise God, who's on our side. So that when we're stumbling along in the darkness, praise God, we can look around and He'll show us the light and help us to get to that light. Now, Wednesday night, we preached on the darkness, and we covered up the windows with the cardboard, and we cut the lights off, and I preached in the dark. Amen. I mean, it was black, dark, just black as could be. And the only light that was shining, Brother Jeff covered up, the only light was shining was that exit light. And I got to preaching on there, and my wife said, "You know, when you was a preaching over there next to that door, that exit light, that red light was shining." She said, "In your glass, in your face, it said just looked like, praise God, that somebody was in the darkness that needed some help." Amen? Well, I will say, praise God, if we're stumbling around in the darkness today, praise God, we need help. Amen? God never intended for us to stay in the dark. But praise God, He give us a marvelous light, praise God, that outshine the world. Amen? Because He shined into the world. Bless His holy name. The Bible says whenever all these things is taking place, people's falling into captivity. I want to say today, you know people's getting caught in captivity. People are being enslaved today. You know, a preacher, they can't do that in the United States of America. It's against the law. I'm talking about coming under the bondage of sin. Sin so easily besets us and we follow after it, even into the dark. But I want to say, praise God, God says, listen, He said, they may be in darkness toward the end, but glory be to God, there's a marvelous light that outshines the darkness. And He said, that is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that shines forth into the hearts and the lives of men. Amen. But praise God, in verse 3, He says, then shall the Lord go forth. When will He go? When everything's in turmoil, when everything seems impossible. Hello? I'm glad God's Word says that there's nothing impossible with God. Now I look around, it seems like there's a lot of things that's impossible. But praise God, my God has never wrung His hands and said, what am I going to do now? There's nothing ever occurred to Him. There's nothing ever taken Him by surprise. Amen? He knows exactly where we are, knows exactly how we got there, and praise God, He knows exactly how He can bring us out. Amen? So He said, when we were in this darkness, He said, the Lord will go forth. Amen. He said, praise God, He come looking, and He came looking, and He came seeking to save. That's why He came. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? To just know that Jesus came to seek and to save that was lost. Praise the Lord. He said, then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when they fought in the day of battle. He said, listen, He said, who's a fighting? Who's a doing you fighting? There's a fellow talking about, well, Brother Bill's mentioned many times ago about some fellow down there at the quarry that wanted to fight him. Amen? And Brother Bill said, you know what? He said, I let Jesus do my fighting for him. Now, what that fellow said? He said, I'd rather fight you. Amen? Praise God, I tell you what, I believe that we ought to just let Jesus do our fighting for us. Amen. We battle and we fight. Praise God. Glory be to God. There's a God up there that loves us, and there's a good Savior, praise God, that wants to fight our battles for us. Amen. He wants to subdue the enemy. He wants to bring us out of captivity, praise God, into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So that we can live in victory. So the Bible says that he's stepping out and his feet shall stand in that day. Now, no, don't you notice something here? I want you to notice the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is a real thing. Amen. Especially when we see the close proximity that God says He wants to be. So He was on the Mount of Olives. He was right there in a close proximity to Jerusalem. Amen. That speaks of Lord Jesus Christ being close to His people. He loves us and He cares for us. He's watching over us and He sees us, praise God. He sees us in such a way that when He stood and He looked over Jerusalem, the Bible says that He wept over that little city. Amen. How much the more do you think He weeps over me and you? How much He cares for us, how He loves us, and He's there to encourage us and to help us and to bring us along, praise God, with the peace in our soul that passes all understanding. Amen. That's what He has to give to us today. But He said, the Bible says, His feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley. Amen. Listen. He said one of these days His feet's going to touch. They was looking up when Jesus went up into heaven. Acts chapter 1. They were looking up into heaven and they seen Jesus taken away from them. And oh, how it must have broke their heart. But then there was some angels standing by and they said, why you look like that and into heaven? Amen. This same Jesus. Hey, Lord, ain't you glad it's not another? Ain't you glad it's the one that knows our cause? Praise God. They said that same Jesus shall come back one day just like He's going up. Praise God, you'll see Him come again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't it good that we have the blessed hope, encouragement, amen, that our Savior, our Redeemer, our Lord, our Savior, I praise God, He is coming again. Amen. his feet's going to touch down in a close proximity to his people. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? Amen. He ain't going to touch down somewhere way off from you. And when Jesus comes, praise God, to you, he'll come to you. Amen. But when he speaks, praise God, when he encourages, when he gives that you need, praise God, he brings it to you. Amen. That close presence, that presence, that close presence. You know what we need more in America than anything else? We need a close presence of the Lord. It blessed my heart good that I was watching the debates the other night to see what they would say, and several people stood up and said, "My Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ." One of them said, "The Jesus Christ that saved me by His shed blood." And I said, "Glory, glory to God, that encouraged my heart." Praise the Lord. I about had me a shouting fit. Why? Because we haven't seen that in a while. We've turned our back on God. God can't help us if we turn our back to Him. Amen. When we turn our back to God, we can't see the direction He's appointing us. Amen. And we go off. You know what happens? We stumble along in that dark. Amen. But praise God, there's coming a time when there'll be no more darkness. You say, "When is that, preacher?" Let me tell you when that is. That's when we focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and we realize the magnificent gift that God gave us when He gave us His Son. That through Him, praise God, we might have salvation. And that salvation is sure in that blood that He shed. Amen. Without the shedding of blood, He said, there is no remission. But because Jesus shed that blood, Brother Rex, for me and you. Amen. He was a slain from the foundation of the world. You know what that means? That means that God looked down on this situation. He created everything. The Lord Jesus Christ created it all. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Praise God. And when He looked down at it, He seen our sinful state ahead of time. Praise God. And He made provision of Himself. Isaac looked at his father Abraham when he was going up on the mountain to offer sacrifice. Amen. And Isaac, he had the knife and he had the wood. And he looked at his father and he said, "Father, we've got the knife and wood," but he said, "Where's the sacrifice?" And Abraham, the father, amen, type of God of glory, he looked down at his son. He said, "Hey," he said, "He will provide Himself a sacrifice for humanity." Glory to God this morning. Ain't you glad He provided Himself a sacrifice? Jesus became the sacrifice of sin. Pray God. He that knew no sin became sin so that we might go free. Praise the Lord. What a Savior we have. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying I'm looking for a time when there'll be no more darkness. Amen. I'm looking for a time when me and you will focus our minds and our attentions and get in the presence of God, amen, where we can get the help He has for us. So He'll stir in our hearts, our minds, our families, in our church, praise God, in this community, in every community, all around where we live. Amen. You say, "Preacher, what would make that kind of difference?" The hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. He said, "Listen, teacher." He said, "Jesus Christ in Colossians." He said, "Jesus Christ is the hope of glory." He's our hope that we're going to make it to heaven. He's our hope, praise God, that we're going to see the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a hope, praise God, that we have that He is who He said He is. Amen. It amazes me. You look at the History Channel, Discovery Channel, they're all the time trying to disprove the Lord Jesus Christ. Huh? They're trying to disprove that He ever even existed. They're trying to disprove all that He did. Amen? But they're just like old Pilate. When it all comes down to it, they have to look at each other and say, "You know what? I can't find no fault in Him." Amen? Yeah. Glory be to God. He's perfect in all of His way. I'm perfect in all His essence. Praise God. Hey, listen, there's no fault in Him. He's perfect. Praise God. And because He's perfect, He's a perfect Savior. Yeah. But not only, now listen, not only is He a perfect Savior, but He's also a perfect Shepherd. Amen. He knows exactly what we need. He's our guide, praise God. He leads us and He guides us. He protects us. He shows us, praise God. He gives us that leadership from the throne of grace. Amen. Now you think about that. Leadership from God that comes from the throne of grace. That's grace to me and you, praise God. That's God's riches at Christ's expense. Praise God. He said, "You know what? I'm willing to pay the price for old sinners." He said He came down. He made His presence known. He'll make His presence known. In just a little while, praise God, this thing's gonna split wide open. and the good God of glory, He's going to come. But what do we need to do? He said we need to do some things to prepare for His coming. Amen? Hey, number one, we need to be looking for Him. Amen? We need to be looking for Him. He said in verse 5, He said, you shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley, now listen to this, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azel. Amen? Now that right there speaks of, He said, the Lord's going to stand upon the Mount of Olives. Praise God, He's praying. It's going to cleave in the midst. He said, there's going to be the mountain. Praise God, it's going to split in the middle to the Mediterranean and to the eastern and to the western sea. Praise God. And it could be a great valley. But now watch this. He said, when these things are taking place, they may be some deep valleys in our lives. Amen. They may be some situations that come up, praise God, where we'll have to dig and call, praise God, to stay afloat. Amen. But there's going to be some great mountains, praise God, the mountaintops that God will put us on where we can have a time of rejoicing. Amen. But He says, listen, they shall flee to, and the mountain shall reach into Azal. Now this Azal, it speaks of a separate place, a place of separation, a place of security. A place of safety. Amen. He says, praise the Lord. He said, when you get, Brother Jeff, He said, when you get into the presence of God, when you get close to Him, glory be to God. He said, that's that Azel. He said, glory to God. He said, that's a place of refuge. That's a place of safety, praise God. That's a place of confidence, even in a world where you have no confidence in it. Amen. I don't have no confidence in the world. They say our economy is going to collapse any day. See, I'm wondering whether to do with my prophet Sharon. Should I leave it in there or roll it into something else or try to take care of it, preserve it? And the bank tells me, say, well, Jeff, if you'll just leave it alone for a few more years, even if you lose some, you'll gain it back. Now, that's what man's a telling me. See, I could go with what man says and, you know, I could, it's like rolling the dice. Amen? But you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to trust in the Lord. Amen. I'm going to trust in the good God of glory. I'm trusting my Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm just going to cast my cares upon Him. I say, Lord, you know I ain't got much. Praise God. But what I got, I'm just going to trust in You to take care of. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, do you have that much faith? That's all I've got. Amen. That's all I have is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He said He had not seen a righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. I'm telling you, these last days which we live, praise God, we better run to Azal. We better get to the valley of Azal. We better get that place of safety, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. He said He's near, even at the door, praise God. You know what John said? He said He's near, even at the door. He's near this morning. He's close by right here, praise God. Amen. The Holy Ghost, God, knocking on your heart's door. He's right here. He said, would you let me in? See, the thing about Jesus, He's a gentleman. He won't force his way in your life. He won't force you to do nothing, praise God. But if you'll throw wide the doors of your heart and you say, here I am, Lord Jesus, I need some help. Praise, you know what He'll do? The Bible said He'll step in with you. Hey, glory. He said, I'll sup with you and you with me. He said, I'll feed you from my table, praise God. He said, I'll clean off that mess and that slop you've been dining on. And I'll feed you the things from a royal God. From the throne of grace. He said, I'll pour out in abundance, praise God, so much you'll have to like it. Amen. I was talking to a fellow the other day, and he said, preacher, you know, I'd like to come to church, I'd like to get right, but I'd have to give up so much. You know what's wrong with him? He's living in the dark. It's got him deceived. See, deception is the devil's master technique. If he can get you deceived, make you think, you know, everything's okay, you're going good, you're prosperous, everything's going your way, you better look out, friend, because you're in for a crash. The Bible says pride cometh before a fall. When I start puffing my chest out and say, Brother Bill, boy, look what I've got. Look what I've did. Look what God, hey, look what I've accomplished. I better look out, praise God, because I'm fixing to fall. And most of the time, you ain't got your hands out. If you ain't got your hands out reaching for Jesus, praise God, you know where you land? Flat on your face. Amen. Praise God. But if we got our hope and our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we're looking in that valley of Azel, praise God, we're looking at that place of peace and prosperity, Glory to God, we have hope. Amen. He said, like as you fled before the earthquake. He said, when like that message I preached a while back, there's a lot of shaking going on. Amen. When things are getting shook up in your life, but praise God, where do you go? Like that song said, where could I go but to the Lord? Amen. When the earth is shaking around me, when things are shaking up, praise God, where can we go but to the Lord? He's the only one that has the answers. Amen. Praise God, I could try to tell you, so I start to tell you, but it's the Lord that has the answers. And if He's got the answers, praise God, He's got the help. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if a help comes from Him, hey, listen, He ain't ever done nothing wrong. You say, well, preacher, that ain't even good English. I know it may not be good English, but praise God, it's right. Amen. I'm still in the book. Praise God. If it ain't for Him, praise God, if He ain't that center of it, then praise God, it's for naught. But He said He need to run the mountains of Isaiah. Praise God, that high place. You know where? Because that's where He's going to be. Amen. Hey, He ain't going to be let down. He ain't going to be dropped down low. Praise God, He's going to be lifted up. Praise the Lord. He goes on in the end of this verse, and He said, the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, look out. He said, deliverance is come. Amen. Deliverance has come in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. We have delivered. When do we have it? When we die? When we go? No, we have it today. Deliverance is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He's the one that gives you that joy. Praise God. Down in the depths of your soul. Amen. Have you ever thought about it? I challenged the church. Some of you probably weren't here. I challenged the church a few weeks ago to make the Lord priority one. And to start thinking, I told them, even if you have to get one of them WWJD braces, what would Jesus do? I said, even if you got to get one of those, and when you get in circumstances, situations, praise God, you stop and you ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Amen? And I hope you've been practicing that. I've been practicing it. Amen? Just stopping and pausing for a minute and saying, what would Jesus do? And I tell you what, Jesus, praise God, He'd lead you out. Amen. He'd lead you. He'd give you help. He'd give you hope. He'd give you encouragement, praise God, even from the throne of grace. That's what He does. So we need to stop and we need to thank, praise God, because God's on our side. Amen. I told him last Sunday night, I believe it was, praise God, we're like a great big ball team. And we're on the same team. And God is our captain, praise God. He's the one that's leading us. He's the one that gives us the plays. Amen. And when we take the plays from God's playbook, it'll work all right. Amen. It'll be okay. Because He can fix things. Amen. And He said He's coming with all the saints with you, that great deliverance. And I like what He says in verse 6, it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark. Hey, so what He's saying here, He said there's a light. And you know, light always leads to like a good estate. You know, it leads you to promise. And it'll even lead you into safety if you let it. But He said there's also a mixture of darkness. Darkness is going to come too. Amen. Just as sure as light comes, darkness comes. And it seems like in the day and hour that we live, and that may just be me, it seems like there's a whole lot more darkness than is light. But you know why that is? Because we're looking at the wrong things. Amen. But he said, there's coming a time when it'll not be dark or light. He said, there'll be some peace in this day we live. And He said, there'll be some trouble. Amen. Do you find that true? That there's some peace and there's peaceful times and then there's troublesome times. Amen. It's just the way life is. Amen. He says that there'll be some prosperous times and there'll be times of adversity. There'll be times that we're not so prosperous. There'll be time, Brother Rex, when you won't have roofing jobs, praise God, and you'll just have to say, Lord, I'm putting it in your hands. You're going to have to provide. But you know what? Praise the Lord, the Bible says they was a little old widow woman. Amen. She went down there to the temple and everybody was offering up what they had. Amen. And Jesus was standing there and He was watching them as they come in and they put into the coffer, they put into that, to the tithe box. And He said, that little old widow woman, she eased over there to that thing. She didn't make no scene. She didn't make no show. She didn't get nobody's attention. Amen. Said so she just walked over there, eased over there that coffer. She took that little Bible, said a little widow's mite. You know what that meant? That means that was her living. That's what was going to subsidize her. That's what was going to nourish her. That was God was going to take care of her. And praise God, she just offered it up to God. She dropped it in there and she said, Lord God, this is yours. Amen. Never made a big scene, never made come close. And praise God, just started easing away. Amen. Praise God. Jesus looked down at that. Glory to God. You know what He said? He said, out of all that was given here today, she gave the most because she didn't give of her surplus. She gave of her need. Praise God. She gave of that. She gave of her living. Amen. Now, I want to ask you a question. You believe you think she went to bed hungry that night? Praise God, I believe, I got a vivid imagination. Glory to God. Brother Rex, I believe, Brother Chris, I believe she went to the house. And praise God, I believe maybe a neighbor called her all along the way and said, hey, listen, he said, I've got a bunch of stuff over here I've been a-fixing and I was going to have some company this evening, but they didn't show up. Hey, it would be all right if I just bring a bunch of these vittles over there to your house. Amen. Praise God. You say, why? You believe that, preacher? I believe that with all my heart, praise God. God said He would take care of me and you. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That's right in the eyes of God. And He said, I'll supply all the rest. Amen. God said, let me take care of it. Praise the Lord. What do you do, preacher? I just let Him take care of it. Praise God, because He is light. And in Him's no darkness at all. No shade of turning in Him. He's made me some exceedingly great and precious promises. Praise the Lord. I'm trusting in Him. Amen. He goes on in verse 7, He shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord. Did you catch that? It hasn't taken Him by surprise. He's made provision for that day. Now, if He's made provision for that day, how many other days has He made provision for? Amen. All of them. I've told you the story. They wrote it. You could load up a railroad car and would go all the way across to Texas. The whole length of Texas is a big state. I mean, Texas is as big as some countries, bigger than some countries. But scientists tell us you could load that rail car up full of bird seed that would reach all the way across the state of Texas. And praise God, that's what it would take to feed the birds just one in the United States, just one day. Amen. Just one day, a rail car that reached all the way across the state of Texas. But God does it every day, 365 days a year. How does He do that? Because them little critters, praise God, just step out on faith every morning. They neither sow nor reap or have barns for store, but glory be to God, the God of glory supplies their need. Amen. He's real, folks, praise God. Amen. Let the evolutionists explain that. So, preacher, you believe in evolution? I sure do. I believe God stepped out and said, let there be, and bang, there it was. Amen. Praise the Lord. He created, we was up here last night talking about how magnificent view what we have right here in this little holler. Praise God, we've got the trees and the valleys and the streams and the mountains. Glory to God, amen. God give us that. Amen. And so many times we ain't careful, we take it for granted. But God gave it, praise God. But He said everything's known to Him. He said it'll not be day, nor light, nor night. But He said it shall come to pass. Now listen to this, I'm going to close. He said, listen to this, He said it shall come to pass. Now I want to say, when God says it shall be, guess what? It shall be. Amen. If God says it shall be, praise God, it will be. Because He said, amen, He said it shall come to pass. That at evening time, it shall be light. Amen. Praise God. He said there's going to be light shining. One of these days it's so bright. Glory to God. It'll outshine the noonday sun. Amen. How do you know? Because old Paul seen it on the road to Damascus. Glory to God. I seen it on the night I got saved. Jesus Christ came into my heart by the way of the Comforter. In Isaiah 58:8, the Bible says this, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go forth before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. He said, then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Now, well, I got thinking on that, but you know what He's talking about? If you go back over to Numbers chapter 10, when God was telling the children of Israel how to line up, amen, He was telling them how to line up and how to get right in their place, praise God, in the little nation of Israel. He said, hey, when I line you up, and he took Dan, praise God, with that war and that fight, and praise God, that overcoming trap, and he put them in the back, and he said, they're the reward, praise God. He said, they're the guard. Amen. It's going to come along behind, and praise God, take care and make sure nothing sneaks up from behind. But the Bible's Isaiah says, praise God, said one of these days, glory to God, God's going to be our reward. Amen. Praise the Lord. Said he wants to come in behind us, praise God. He's going to keep the devil from hitting us broadsided. Amen. Said he's going to be there to watch over, protect us, and keep us safe. Amen. Well, you say, well, how do you do that? Because see what you do is you follow the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost of God, and God, the good God of glory, praise God, has got the back door. Amen. He's that reward, praise God. He's that one that's watching us and keeping us safe during the journey. Amen. You know why that is? I got to think about that because, praise God, Lord Jesus is going to pull up one day before the gate. He says, open your door. You gates, you everlasting doors. At the King of Glory, the Lord of Hosts may come in. Amen. He said, he throws that gate open. He parades us down through there. Amen. He presents us unto the Father. And he said, here they are, Father. He said, all that you give them, I've kept. He said, glory to God. He said, I've not lost a one on the journey. Amen. When we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He'll deliver us safe on yon shore. Praise God, when it's all over, to a time of no more darkness. There'll be no darkness over there, praise God, because He's going to give us that light. Over in Psalms chapter 97, the Bible tells us in verse 97 and verse 9, the Bible says, for Thou, Lord, art high above all the earth, and Thou art exalted far above all gods. He said, these little g-gods of the earth, these things that we chase after, never able to get a hold of, and we're like a dog chasing a car. If we did catch them, we wouldn't know what to do with them. Amen. But He said, He's exalted far above that. He said, ye that love the Lord, hate evil. I hate evilness, don't you? I hate the wickedness that this world's trying to push on us. Amen. And now you know what? I hate it, but God hates it too. Now, I don't hate those people. The reason the way people are so evil is because it's our fault. We've let down on God. We haven't ministered. We haven't shown the love of God. Amen. We haven't told them about the Lord Jesus Christ who loves them and cares for them. They're looking in all the wrong places. Amen. But He said, love the Lord and hate evil. He said, He preserveth the souls of His saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Amen. There's a lot of wickedness going on. But praise God, He said, we've got a preserver. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's better than being put in a fruit jar with gelatin put on it and sealed up. Amen. Glory to God. He keeps us. Praise the Lord. Now, this is what He says in verse 11. He said, light is shone for the righteous. Amen. And gladness for the upright in heart. Praise the Lord. He said He's better than Motel 6. He leaves the light on for you. Amen. You just keep looking for Him, looking to Him, praise God, and the light will keep shining on you. Amen. He said He shines on the righteous. And He said, when it's all said and done, He said, rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of what? His holiness. Amen. You know, the Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's what God says. You say, well, preacher, I'm just an old sinner, saved by grace. You tell me all the time. Yeah. But I also tell you all the time, God said, be ye holy. And you can be because God's told you to be. And He wouldn't tell you to do something He wouldn't help you to be. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying we can do right. Amen. We can do right in these last days which we live. Praise the Lord if we'll just trust the Lord. Because He's coming again. Amen. In just a little bit of time, the time's coming when there'll be no more darkness. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 24 that one of these days in just a little while, the Lord's going to step out with a trumpet and a shout. In Matthew 24, verse 27, He says, or as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. He's coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. Amen. 365,000 miles per hour, praise God. That's how quick a lightning strike goes. He said, He's coming like lightning. He's coming fast. He's coming unexpected. We need to be looking. He said, wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. He's talking about carnage. Amen. Those that have fought against the Lord and died for their troubles. said, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. But now listen to this. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Just like that angel said, just like you see Him, He's coming again. Amen? He said He's coming, praise God. He said that, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Amen? Praise God, there's coming a time when there'll be no more darkness because the light's coming. The light giver, the light bearer. Praise the Lord, He's on His way. It's not going to be long. He's going to be here, and we're going to see Him as He is. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 9, the Bible says, there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. He carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the Holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious. Amen. What's more precious than the Lord Jesus Christ? And then He tells us in verse 22 of that same passage, He says, I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city, now listen to this, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Amen. Glory be God. There's coming a time that there'll be no darkness because we'll have the light. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, today, right here this morning, my Lord, but if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you accept Him in the free pardon of sin, you can have that light shine on your life and you won't have to walk in darkness no more. But God's told us by His precious Word, praise God, that He sent a light, and He sent John to bear witness of that light that we would see. He said the light came in. He said men love darkness more than light. Amen. But I want to say this morning, it's a time that we should see and love the light. The light is the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to make Him the Lord of our life, praise God, so that there'll be no more darkness. You say, preacher, can you promise us if we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll never have no more troubles? I never said that. I said, but you'll have a light to get you out of those troubles. Amen? He said, the troubles will come, but said with it, He said He'd make a way of escape. What is that way of escape? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? As Miss G said so many times, it's just shutting your eyes and just saying, Jesus, 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 and expecting till He come. Amen? What about you this morning? Wouldn't you like to move out of the darkness and get in that blessed light of the promise? The good God of glory, Lord Jesus Christ, He's made us a promise that He would be the light of our lives if we had let Him this morning.